turned around and you were gone, gone, gone.
I don't leave any room for doubt when it comes to you and me. Know all about the way I feel inside. You know how hard I try, but that don't mean that I can't love a little stronger, dig a little deeper, go a little farther, anything to please you, girl. Tonight I'm gonna start all over, show you in my heart. Ooh, gonna love a little stronger. You tell me you're the lucky one, but I see things differently. I have just begun to show you that mean everything to me. I still feel the need. Love a little stronger, dig a little deeper, go a little farther, anything to please you, girl. Tonight I'm gonna start all over, show you, girl, what's in my heart.
Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Texas state Democrats broke the quorum for a special session and an expected vote today as Republicans are trying to approve redrawn congressional maps that would give the GOP 5 seats ahead of the midterm elections. Jessica Huseman, the editor-director of the nonprofit newsroom VoteBeat, outlines the potential impact of that redrawn map.
5 seats in Texas is a lot of seats. The balance of power in the House is 3 right now. So 5 5 additional Republican seats would be really important.
Some Texas Democrats traveled to Democratic-led states after leaving the Texas Capitol. Governor Greg Abbott vowing to remove Democrats from office if they don't return by a 3 p.m. local deadline. In Montana, the manhunt continuing for the Army veteran Michael Paul Brown, accused of killing 4 people Friday inside an Anaconda bar. Police say he's considered armed and dangerous. On Wall Street, investors are in a buying mood ahead of the global tariffs that kick in this week. This is ABC News. Nationwide, 19 children have died inside hot vehicles since the start of the year. Texas accounts for the majority of those deaths, and there could have been 5 more this weekend.
The owner of My Little Angels home-based daycare in Houston has no complaints during her 3 years in operation. Now, Dominique Wilson has been ordered not to care for any children except her own after she was accused of leaving 5 kids from infant to 8 years old in a locked vehicle that wasn't running. The kids were rescued by passersby. Wilson is charged with child endangerment.
ABC's Jim Ryan in Texas. In New York City, the lobby of 345 Park Avenue reopened in Midtown Manhattan a week after gunman Shane Tamura killed four people before taking his own life. Someone close to Tamura's family says he had sought medical help for frequent debilitating headaches, and a note left behind suggested he had a grievance against the NFL over a claim he had a brain injury, CTE. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. Stroke risk may increase. Eliquis can cause serious and potentially fatal bleeding. Don't take if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or bleed longer. A spinal injection increases blood clot risk, which may cause paralysis. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or bruising, or back pain, tingling, numbness, muscle weakness, or incontinence. Aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Wildfire smoke still lingers, creating a hazy sunshine today with dry conditions. High temperatures scrape the low 80s. Winds are barely moving out of the north, and tonight we'll see a few clouds filtering in. Overnight lows drop to about 60. Tomorrow, we stay sunny and highs still hit the low 80s. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. Much of Wisconsin remains under an air quality alert. We get more from Ted Allen.
The Department of Natural Resources says it's caused by another thick plume of wildfire smoke coming down from Canada. In addition to the poor air quality, the smoke is leading to lowered visibility, especially around eastern Wisconsin. Milwaukee had the nation's worst air quality Sunday, with Green Bay also in the top five. The concentrated levels of smoke will reach moderate levels in much of the state to unhealthy levels in eastern Wisconsin. People with respiratory and heart-related health issues, young children, and elderly adults are advised to restrict activities.
An auction for the abandoned Deep Thought boat isn't going as well as Milwaukee County had hoped. They were hoping to get $20,000 for removal costs. Right now, the auction for that boat is just at over $1,125. Donations covered about $30,000 of the cost already. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
More than 6 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's disease, and two-thirds are women. Hi, I'm Cherie Sample Hughes, Chair for Women in Government. Alzheimer's disease progresses slowly over 10 to 20 years in stages. Recognizing symptoms early could help make a difference. A timely diagnosis may allow for more options, including access to emerging care. Speak with your doctor to see if testing is the right next step for you and your family. Find more information at womeningovernment.org.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit AdventHealth.com.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Anibus Silo, your Husqvarna and Toro Lawn and Garden Equipment dealer, Durand. NTEC, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. And Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at AdventHealth.com. One person was attacked in the woods behind the Durand City Hall over the weekend. The victim was stabbed in the hand. According to Durand police, all of the subjects involved were juveniles, and there was no threat to the public. The names of those involved are not being released, and the investigation into the incident is continuing. On Tuesday, the Wabasha City Council will consider approving a 12-month moratorium on short-term housing rentals in Wabasha. This would mean that there would be no new Airbnbs or VRBOs allowed in the city of Wabasha. While the city seeks additional time to study and evaluate the impact of short-term rentals throughout the city. Public comments on the proposed moratorium can be made during the public hearing at the meeting. The moratorium is being considered after discussion at the July council meeting on a growing concentration of Airbnbs and VRBOs in residential neighborhoods. Authorities in Trempealeau County are asking for the public's help in a recent theft of signs in the township of Dodge. So far this year, signs for Pine Creek Ridge Road, Schmickel Valley Road, Galuski Road, an ATV road sign, and a bump ahead warning sign all have been stolen. Anyone with information on the suspects or where the signs might be are asked to call the Trempealeau County Sheriff's Department. An Altoona man accused of attempted sexual assault appeared in court on Friday. Police say they responded to the 911 call from the victim on Wednesday, saying a person staying on their property assaulted them before stealing their car. Police located the suspect, 38-year-old Roy Hoff, and the vehicle later the same day. He'll be back in court on August 12th and is currently being held on a $200,000 bond. You can help search Wisconsin waters for invasive species this month. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is inviting you to participate in Aquatic Invasive Species Snapshot Day Saturday. Snapshot Day is a statewide effort to protect Wisconsin's water bodies by monitoring designated sites for invasive plants and animals. Volunteers will gather at local training sites and learn how to identify invasive species and follow search protocols. Any invasives found will be cataloged, which will then help with the DNR's efforts to control the spread of those species. More information can be found at the DNR website. You're listening to WRDN News.
Big or small, in town or in the country, Prime Realty of Durand can help you find exactly what you need. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty. When you visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com, you'll find properties all across Wisconsin, and you can contact us with questions. Have a property to sell? Listing with Prime Realty means that you're working with the area's number one home seller. Like Prime Realty guys on Facebook or visit us at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Prime Realty, making your dreams a reality.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
A proposal to restore funding for a program that assists homeless Wisconsin veterans has been introduced at the Capitol. Veterans Housing and Recovery Program sites at Chippewa Falls and Green Bay will close next month without $1.9 million in additional funding. Eau Claire area Democrat Jeff Smith is the bill's state Senate author.
We have a bill that's specifically targeting Klein Hall and the Green Bay facility to get them to keep, I should say, to sustain them through the next budget period.
The state budget included only enough funding to keep the program operating at the Union Grove Veterans Facility. Lawmakers could return to the Capitol for a floor period next month, but Smith says it would be up to Republican leaders to prioritize saving the other two sites. The Veterans Housing and Recovery Program provides transitional housing and support services to homeless veterans and veterans who are at risk of becoming homeless. One person was injured in a two-vehicle accident in the town of Ettrick Friday. According to the Trempealeau County Sheriff's Department, a vehicle traveling northbound on Highway I crossed the center line while navigating a curve and collided with a southbound vehicle. The driver of the northbound vehicle was taken to the hospital via ambulance. The names of the drivers were not released. The Wisconsin State Patrol reports a woman was arrested while driving while impaired Sunday in Dunn County. The driver, 27-year-old Tyrone Johnson from Indiana, reportedly had three minors in the vehicle with her when she was stopped on I-94. The minors were released to the custody of family members while the driver was booked into the Dunn County Jail. Some people might be receiving an extra shot this fall when they come in for their usual vaccinations. UW Health Immunization Director Dr. Jim Conway says a vaccine against a common type of cold called RSV is now available. RSV can be deadly to newborns the same way whooping cough is. Dr. Conway says COVID and flu shots should also be ready in time for the holiday season so people can receive the vaccine before heading out to family gatherings. You're listening to WRDN News.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anubis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anubis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anubis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anubis Silo, Highway 25 Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
The stereotypical stories about firefighters rescuing animals usually involves cats and trees. Well, it was a different tale last Tuesday in La Crosse when first responders came to the rescue of a pet iguana. The La Crosse Fire Department reports the animal and its owners were catching some sun outside when the human fell asleep and the iguana climbed 45 feet up into a tree. Firefighters brought in an aerial ladder and were able to bring the lizard down to safety. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Coverage varies by plan, view contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If your car is out of warranty, one major repair bill could wipe you out. Just ask Ludacris.
Car breakdowns can wreck your wallet. But if you've got endurance, you could never pay out of pocket for a car repair again. With endurance, your car's most expensive parts are covered. Plus, you pick the mechanic you trust to do the work.
$800 to repair a bad wheel bearing, a new steering rack, close to $3,000. Endurance covered it fully.
With Endurance, your rate stays the same no matter how many claims you file.
If your car is under 20 years old, Endurance has you covered with unlimited miles. Plus, 24/7 roadside assistance anywhere in the country.
So who's going to pay for your next breakdown? You or Endurance?
Choose the name Ludacris Trusts, Endurance. Right now, get a year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free, backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. For your free quote, call 800-298-9383. 800-298-9383. 800-298-9383.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Wildfire smoke still lingers, creating a hazy sunshine today with dry conditions. High temperatures scrape the low 80s. Winds are barely moving out of the north, and tonight we'll see a few clouds filtering in. Overnight lows drop to about 60. Tomorrow, we stay sunny and highs still hit the low 80s. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
Bring on the Braves. Good afternoon. I'm Doug Russell with sports. The Brewers are the hottest team in baseball. Still, Sunday in D.C., Milwaukee completed their weekend sweep of Washington 14-3, the final score. Manager Pat Murphy's club this weekend scoring 38 runs on a team three-game series record 56 hits with 72 runners reaching base.
Coming up tonight, Milwaukee opens up a three-game series at Atlanta. First pitch is set for 6:15. Some future Brewers are on the move. Infielders Luis Peña and Jesus Mate, the number 2 and number 3 prospects in the organization, according to Baseball America, are heading from low A ball to high A ball. High A ball being the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. So you can head to Appleton to see those guys continue on with their careers. And from college football, the Badgers were back on the practice field at UW-Platteville this morning. They'll take tomorrow off, no practice, but they'll have an open-to-the-public workout Saturday night as their final workout of the season in Platteville. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Give me those sauces, grab the chicken strips, let's dunk them in there. There's nothing like it. Hey, I'm Joey. And I'm Josh. And we're team members at our local Chick-fil-A. And a little thing you'll love about the Chick-fil-A chicken strips is dipping them in our sauces. My sauce is the barbecue sauce. If you wanted to add sweet, tangy flavors, there's nothing like it. I love the garden herb ranch sauce, but if you want a little bit more kick in the spicy side, you can mix it with buffalo sauce. Dipping them in our sauces, it is perfection.
It's the summer of Chick-fil-A chicken strips and sauces. Order now on the Chick-fil-A app. Team members paid for their testimonials.
The success you've already had matters at University of Maryland Global Campus because we're a school for real life. An accredited state university, UMGC lets you earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's for prior learning and relevant life and work experience, or transfer up to 12 credits toward a master's. We offer affordable tuition and online and hybrid courses. Classes start August 13th. Apply now and save with no application fee. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Byron nabs his second win of the season. I'm Kyle Ricking. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass. All the car parts you need at prices you'll love, guaranteed to fit every time. eBay, things people love.
Welcome to the final fight for the playoffs.
Fight for our life here.
From Iowa to Watkins Glen, Richmond to Daytona. Whoa! Every lap, every pass, every point matters.
What did we just see?
Now it's time for more desperation, more determination, more drama.
Oh, and here we go.
Welcome to the home stretch. The NASCAR Cup Series brought to you by Xfinity at Watkins Glen. Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern on USA.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
William Byron and his Hendrick Motorsports team claimed their second win of the NASCAR Cup Series season yesterday, taking the checkered flag in the Iowa Corn 350 at Iowa Speedway. The win came after Byron had to save fuel over the closing laps of the race to make it to the finish.
Just a big relief. You know, I feel like we've been on the bad side of some fuel races, and everybody's been working super hard, and that was every ounce it took there at the end. And
the win was his second of the season and first since winning the Daytona 500 back in February. For more, see MRN.com. I'm Kyle Ricking. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Dunn Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Having a pond on your property has many benefits. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Constructing a new one takes more than digging a big hole and hoping it rains enough to fill it as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country.
You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
Are used for everything from crop irrigation to watering livestock to fishing and swimming. And when you're building a new pond, location is everything. Joe Gerken is a fisheries extension specialist at Kansas State University. He says to contact the Natural Resources Conservation Service in your area to help you identify an underground spring or a watershed that will fill the pond and keep it full. The quality of the water coming in is important to pay attention to.
I've seen that a lot where, you know, there's a lot of cattle or big cattle operation and all the runoff from that runs into the pond and makes it so that you can't have fish in your pond. The other thing you might have is you might have a lot of fertilizer or agricultural runoff in the watershed, which can cause aquatic weed problems.
Soil composition is another significant factor, so he recommends having a soil survey done.
We rate soils based on how much water they can hold, and so they're rated in hydrologic groups A through D. So you want to kind of figure out what sort of infiltration rate you have, because if it's too porous, if you try to make a pond that just has a bunch of rocks as the base of it, all the water is going to seep out. So you want to make sure there's some good clays that can hold the water in your pond.
Gerken says the orientation of the pond should line up with the watershed where water comes in from uphill and goes downhill out the spillway tube based on natural topography. He also advises having an emergency spillway to get large amounts of water downstream quickly and out of your pond. Don't allow any trees on the dam. When roots die, they leave holes, which degrades the dam integrity. Learn more about choosing a site for a new pond at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
72 in downtown Durand. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnekins with a check of markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, double-digit gains in the milk markets. September up 42 to 1816. October up 33 to 1846. November up 27 to 1850. December up 24 at 1835. Cheese markets, barrels up 4 to 175. 40-pound blocks up 7.5 to 178. One trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 1.75 to 246 and a quarter. Five trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down a quarter to 128.5. No trades. Dry weigh steady at 55 and no trades on the day. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets are mixed. Traders do continue to believe to see robust support of the cattle market's fundamental position. But at the same time, traders are also aware of the elevated positions of both live and feeder cattle markets and don't want to welcome any more unwanted volatility into the marketplace. So they are taking some profits, and box beef prices were also mixed. Hog markets, meanwhile, continue to grind higher as traders are pleased with the continued note of a stronger pork demand and are appearing willing to challenge the market's nearby resistance thresholds. It'll remain imperative, though, that demand is supportive if traders are able to continue the rally, because without the fundamental support, the market won't trade much higher. August live cattle still up 37 cents to 230.50. October down 20 cents to 223.47. December down 2 cents to 224.40. August feeder cattle down 62 cents to 333.95. September down $1.07 to 332.85. October down 70 cents to 331.15. August hogs up 65 cents to 108. October up 62 cents to 90.67. And December up 97 cents to 83.32. At the Chicago Board of Trade today, corn markets, they are moving mostly lower today. Now, the market does expect demand to improve the lower prices. Weekly export inspections were at 1.52 million metric tons. That was up over 500,000 metric tons from the week prior. There is some heat in the forecast, but cooler than normal for the start of the week. That should limit to any type of upside as crop ratings will remain good. Soybeans are moving mostly higher. More stressful conditions in late August could have a greater effect on beans than corn. So if the weather forecast confirmed warmer and hot over the next few days in the 2 to 3 week forecast, expect some spread activity to sell corn versus buying beans. Weekly export inspections were also slightly higher. That's supporting the market. Wheat futures, meanwhile, moving mostly higher on the day. The weather should allow spring wheat harvest to continue to expand quickly. Weekly export inspections were at 288,000 metric tons. That is limiting, though, however, some of the upside. September corn down 1.5 to 388. December down 2.25 to 408.5. March down 2.25 to 426. New crop 26 down 2.25. to 448.25. August beans up 8 to 969.75. September and November up 6. September at 975.5. November 995.25. New crop 26 up 6.25 to 1052. August soybean meal up $3 to 270.50. September up 410 to 275. August soybean oil down 2 cents to 54.70. September down 7 cents to 54.41. Minneapolis wheat, or Chicago wheat rather, September up 3/4 to 517.5. December up 1 to 538. Minneapolis wheat, September down 1/4 to 572. December down 1.25 to 595.5. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number 2 of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. Camelina, a new opportunity for cover crops? We'll explain coming up.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are also scheduled dairy tours and field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.com.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stressed about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help.
If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
The University of Wisconsin Extension Service is looking into new opportunities for cover crops. Sam Bibby, regional crops educator, talks about camelina as a cover crop.
What it is, I guess, just want a little quick background. It is an oilseed that is in the brassica family. So think of turnips, mustard, cabbage, same crop family. It is a really small-seeded crop. It is nearly right around 40% oil content when it's dried down. And yeah, we are excited about it for a cover crop for sure, specifically ahead of corn. And there's a growing market for it as well for oil production.
He says there are pros and cons to every cover crop, including camelina.
Yeah, I think that its ability to overwinter is big. So we're really excited about that. It is almost as, it's maybe the most winter hardy broadleaf that you can get for a cover crop. It might not be quite on the same level as rye as far as surviving the winter, but it is pretty close. And being a broadleaf, we're really excited about it for a cover crop ahead of corn, because we know that rye, while an excellent cover crop for preventing soil erosion, preventing nitrate leaching and things like that, excellent in that regard, but does have some drawbacks ahead of corn, does pull out a lot of that nitrate from the soil that the corn could have used, and then does use a lot of water and can put on a lot of biomass quick if you don't get out there to terminate it on time.
However, Bibby says camelina could be a good opportunity for extra income.
We think camelina might have some advantages in that regard. Being a broadleaf, doesn't have the disease carryover for corn. If farmers can get comfortable with it as a cover crop, kind of learn how to grow it, there's certainly some specific advice that is important to a successful stand of camelina. We hope that there might be, like I said, the growing market, some opportunities for farmers to have a cover crop that really might make them money.
For more information on the use of camelina in your cover crop rotation, just contact the University of Wisconsin Extension Service. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins.
Now's the time of year when most propane companies send out contracts for next year. But before you make a commitment, ask yourself, are you happy with the service you received? I mean, it's easy now, but what about during the coldest days of winter? Chippewa Valley Energy provides propane and fuel to over 13 counties in western Wisconsin. Most importantly, Chippewa Valley Energy brings you dependable deliveries with 24-hour service, no matter what the weather. And when it comes to home heat, Chippewa Valley Energy features a scheduled delivery program perfect for today's lifestyle. Visit their Facebook page or website, ChippewaValleyEnergy.com. Your energy choice made easy. Chippewa Valley Energy.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Elsevier's board of directors has announced that Jim Dahl has resigned from his role as president and chief executive officer. Rodney Belvisich, previously chief operating officer, has been appointed interim CEO effective immediately. Belvisich lives in Mondovi and served as COO since 2020 and has more than 25 years in the cooperative system. Sivia says throughout his tenure, Rodney has led operational improvements, strengthened memberships, and employee relationships. Two animal rights groups are asking the Buffalo County District Attorney to file animal abuse charges against Pure Prairie Poultry in connection with the abandonment of hundreds of thousands of chickens last fall. Animal Partisan and Humane Farming Association claim that Pure Prairie Poultry's actions last fall violated state law prohibiting the abandonment of animals and the requirement of animal owners to provide adequate food and water. Last fall, the company suddenly declared bankruptcy and abandoned the chickens on farms with no food. USDA has announced loan interest rates for August of 2025, which are effective August 1st. USDA Farm Service Agency loans provide access to capital to help agricultural producers start or expand their farming operation, purchase equipment and storage structures, or meet cash flow needs. FSA is offering farm ownership, operating, and emergency loans with favorable interest rates and terms to help eligible agriculture producers obtain financing needed to start or expand or maintain a family agricultural operation. Now, for more information, visit the Farm Service Agency website. For the first time in more than two decades, Australia will accept shipments of fresh and frozen U.S. beef. Kent Backus, Executive Director of Government Affairs with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says this is a huge win.
There's really no scientific justification to keep us out, said Backus. This is just a lot of protection and these regulatory burdens we've had to overcome. Backus says Australia isn't likely to be a huge export market for U.S. beef, but it's really about opportunities in other countries. The fact is, we're going to continue to be very competitive against the Australians in those markets. While the U.S. hasn't exported beef to Australia since the trade agreement between the two countries was implemented in 2005, Australia has sold more than $28 billion worth of its beef to the U.S. Uncertainty from trade tariffs continues to weigh in on U.S. grain prices, hitting soybean prices the hardest, followed by wheat and corn. It's causing many countries to take a step back and reevaluate, either to look at getting more negotiations done on trade deals or look at other routes to meet their needs. President Trump recently signed an executive order that updated reciprocal tariffs for some countries that would go into effect Thursday and increase tariffs immediately for countries like Canada. Canada has a new tariff rate of 35%. Products included in the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement are exempt from the tariffs. Dan Rose with U.S. Commodity says other big trading partners for U.S. agriculture like Mexico have a deadline extension of 90 days before the tariffs go into effect. Rose says if trade discussions between the U.S. and China continue to drag out, it would be negative for the U.S. farmer because of the potential lost demand from China. Soybean gall midge is proven to be a difficult pest to manage. Bob Cook with the University of Minnesota says the insect is so new that threshold levels for treatment haven't been established. It seems like seed-applied insecticides aren't providing much control based on research in Iowa and Nebraska, said Cook. Foliar-applied insecticides aren't doing that much at all, and that may be due to the fact that these larvae are protected inside these stems. Gall midge larvae feed on the base and lower stem of soybean plants, hindering the movement of water and nutrients. The complicating factor is the adult flies coming out over extended periods of time in multiple generations over the next year. It's not effective to target them with just a single spray. According to the Soybean Gall Midge Alert Network, the pest has been identified in several Midwestern states, including counties in Iowa and now three in Minnesota. The group says there's also been a significant increase in adult emergence and plant injury in eastern Nebraska. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are also scheduled dairy tours and field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Another quiet day today in our ag weather forecast. Looks like the quiet weather will also continue into Tuesday. But then by midweek into the weekend, we could see some showers and storms at times. Partly sunny throughout the day today. Areas of smoke will have highs 77 to 82. Relative humidities at 48 to 53%. Light winds becoming southeast at 5 to 8. We'll see about 7 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of smoke, lows 57 to 62. Relative humidities at 91 to 96%. Southeast winds at around 5, becoming light. For Tuesday, mostly sunny. Areas of smoke, highs 79 to 84. Relative humidities at 50 to 55%. Southeast winds at 5 to 9. We'll see about 10 hours of sunshine. For Wednesday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower, highs 80 to 85. Thursday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower and thunderstorm, highs 85 to 90. Friday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm, highs 90 to 95. For Saturday, partly sunny, another chance of showers and storms, highs 85 to 90.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
You walking in all your glory. I thought you were perfect for me. I was out of my mind. Looked like I was winning. It was the best love I'd ever been in. Just when we were beginning, the end, you left me behind. And I was looking forward to a happy ending. So much for pretending. Of happy ever after you and me together. I was out of my league. I kept my heart hidden. Now I'm wishing that I didn't. Oh, who am I kidding? You were even intriguing. I was looking forward to a happy ending. So much for pretending. It could have been you. If I'd only let you know what you meant to me. And if I could, I would give you a demonstration of how my imagination thought it ought to be. So much for pretending.
Every time our eyes meet, this feeling inside me is almost more than I can take. Baby, when you touch me, I can feel how much you love me. Just blows me away. I've never been this close to anyone or anything. I can hear your thoughts, I can see your dreams. I don't know how you do what you do. I'm so in love with you. It just keeps getting better. We'll be right back.
Visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
It's gonna be funky.
How come all the pretty girls like you are taken, baby? I've been looking for someone like you to save me. Life's too easy to be so damn complicated. Take your time and I'll be waiting. Keep me in mind. Somewhere down the road you might get lonely. Keep me in mind. And I pray someday that you will love me only. Think about you some days and the way I would lay waste day after day with you. We always go our separate ways, but no one can love you, baby, the way I do. Keep me in mind. Somewhere down the road you might get lonely. Keep me in mind. And I pray someday that you will love me only. Well, the world can be real tough. Find shelter in me. And if there's no one else to love, keep me in mind. If ever you wanted me, I'll be your man. I'd be a fool to let you go where someone else. Whatever you want from me, I'll be your man. I'd give it all up just to have you for myself. Keep me in mind. Somewhere down the road you might get lonely. Keep me in mind. And I pray someday that you will love me only. Well, the world can be real tough. Won't you hold on to me? When there's no one else to love, keep me in mind. I'll hold you, darling.
Keep me in mind.
I'll be your man.
Keep me in mind.
I'll hold you, darling.
Keep me in mind.
Come on, little mama.
It was where granddaddy taught me how to cuss and how to pray. It was where we made our own ice cream, those sultry summer nights. Where the bulldog had her puppies and us brothers had our fights. There were many nights I'd sit right there and look out at the stars. Through the sound of a distant whippoorwill or the hum of a passing car. And it was where I first got up the nerve to steal me my first kiss. And it was where I learned to play guitar and pray I had the gift. If the world had a front porch like we did back then, we'd still have our problems, but we'd all be friends. Treating your neighbor like he's your next of kin wouldn't be
did back then. Purple holes and pintos, I've shelled more than my share. Lightning bugs and crickets danced in the evening air. Like a beacon, that old yellow bowl, it always led me home. Somehow mama always knew just when to leave it on. If the world had a front porch like we did back then, we'd still have our problems, but we'd all be friends. Treating your neighbor like he's your next of kin wouldn't be gone.
Brian Winnikens keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Don't even want the attention, but yeah, that's all that she's getting. Her song is on and she's spinning around. Yeah, she got me drunk like Corona, heart racing like it's Daytona. Ooh, I'm in heaven, I swear, right now. And those eyes can hypnotize, was designed to blow my mind. Look what God gave her, how perfect he made her. She walks in the room, it's like he answered my prayers. The way that she moves, how could anybody blame her? I know she's got haters, but it ain't her fault. Like I heard angels singing, like she came down from the ceiling. When she walked in here this evening, I thought, yeah, that girl 1 in 7 billion got everyone in here feeling like there's a fire in this building so high. Got a smile on an angel face, I know I'll never lose my faith. Look what God gave her, how perfect he made her. She walks in the room, answer my prayers. The way that she moves, how could anybody blame her? I know she's got haters, but it ain't her fault. No, look what God gave her. Got that look in her eyes, swear she fell right out the sky. Yeah, I think I've seen the light. Every kiss I could die, it's like the heavens open wide. Man, I swear I've seen the light. Oh, look what God gave her, how perfect he made her. She walks in the room, it's like he answered my prayers. The way that she moves, how could anybody blame her? I know she's got haters, but it ain't her fault.
How it used to feel, riding down old 2 Mile Hill, tennis shoes up on the handlebars, paying no mind to the passing cars. No doubts, no fears, just like when you are here. No change,
No strings, no fences, no walls, no net, just you to catch me when I fall. Look hard. No hands. It took a little time to get up to speed, to find the confidence and the strength I'd need, to just let go and reach for the sky. You know, sometimes it felt...
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Texas Democrats are facing a deadline in less than 3 hours to return to the state capitol or face being removed. Texas Governor Greg Abbott.